Right now, they'll panel some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, according to the New York Times, vacation resorts in the Mediterranean and elsewhere are facing a new scourge, something that's ruining business, driving up healthcare costs, and costing the industry billions. What is this menace?
Germans in thongs?
Not
no.
Germans.
No.
Not Germans. They point out with pride.
Right continent.
Oh, Russians.
No, not the Russians.
East.
Oh, east. East of Poland. That's Russia, isn't it? Ukrainian.
No, west.
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 The other east.
That way.
French people are not wearing them?
North.
Across some water.
The Danes.
Not the...
For goodness sake, the Belgians.
See, this is the big surprise.
I am demonstrating a pretty good knowledge of European geography, though.
You think of these people as being well behaved, stiff upper lip, but no.
Oh, the British.
The British, yeah.
Oh, British in a thong.
British tourists.
Wow.
The scourge of Europe, as you say, traditionally been the Speedo clad Germans. But no. Budget vacation packages are bringing hordes of rowdy Brits to Mediterranean resort towns, with the primary goal, according to the New York Times, of getting drunk and then, once they're drunk, getting drunker.
Ah.
The mayor of the coastal Greek town of Malia says, quote, they scream, they sing, they fall down, they take their clothes off, they cross-dress, they vomit, unquote.
I saw a Benny Hill episode.
Allison, Joe Biden is, of course, the vice presidential nominee. Now, despite his 30-plus years in Washington, there's one thing that still puzzles all the pundits and analysts in Washington when it comes to Joe Biden. What?
His comb-over?
Exactly. But they don't know that it's a comb-over. That's the mystery. Biden has been a U.S. senator since the age of 29, so he's afforded political observers a chance to watch him lose his hair, which he did for a while, and then something odd happened. Some of the hair came back. In suspiciously regular rows. It seemed a different color than the rest of his hair, observers noted, when he moved his head to the side. Sometimes he had to take a second to talk his bangs into coming along. Now, Biden...
And he can talk his bangs into...
Yeah,
he can talk,
yeah, you know.
So you know they came.
Biden remains sensitive about his hair. On Thursday of this last week, the day after he accepted with great enthusiasm the vice presidential nomination, he was getting a picture taken with a National Guardsman outside the hall, and he said to the guy, and this is true, he said, quote, if I had your hair, I'd be president. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be screwing around with this job. Unquote.
Oh, it begins.
It really does.
Well, have we... Oh, yeah, Eisenhower was bald. We've had bald presidents.
Yeah, Eisenhower was bald.
John Adams.
Although my feeling is they photographed Eisenhower... John Adams? Yeah,
well,
I guess
he's
so.
He was bald. He had these things. You know, tufts.
You're thinking of Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
Basically, it's Eisenhower and the guy in Dr. Strangelove. That's basically
it.
Tom, moving on from politics. Tired of stereotypes that ladies in his line of work were old and stunted and sad, an Italian man announced plans this week to hold a very special beauty pageant. His bosses, though, didn't like the idea. He had to call it off. He wanted to throw a beauty pageant for whom?
Nuns.
Exactly right.
You know.
A nun beauty pageant. There she is, Sister Teresa Amelia. Saying, quote, being ugly is not a requirement for becoming a nun, unquote, Father Antonio Rungi had planned to showcase young celibate hotties in his Miss Sister 2008 pageant. Plenty of nuns, he says, told him they wanted to take part, but his superiors were not happy. One bishop remarked, we won't have our nuns become sex symbols. The next thing you know, it'll be Catholic schoolgirls.
I was once in Paris, France, accompanying a bunch of Cajuns led by Governor Edwin Edwards of Louisiana. And there was a nun in Paris who was from Louisiana, and she presented Edwards with the key to the city. And she kissed him on the cheek, and he said, watch out, sister, I don't want to get into the habit.
That's really good. Yeah. What would the talent portion of this beauty pageant be? Knuckle wrapping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, Father Rungi is disappointed in the cancellation of his pageant. He's already hard at work on his next project, American False Idol.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Thank you.